And daf, we have to learn Tosfos and daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. But before we learn the Tosfos, let us again learn the last Akimta of the Gemara to appreciate Tosfos Kasha. We hear a machlekes in the Mishnah, Nishrata HaBehema, if the Behema was geshochten, does the Eva HaMeduldu become Mukhshar LeKabel Tume to the Shchitas HaBehema? So the machlekes, Rab Meir and Rab Shimon, Rab Meir holds it becomes Ukhshar, Rab Shimon says, Loi Ukhsharu. And just to refresh our memory, there were different mahalchim to explain the machlokes of Ramei and Rab Shimon. There was one lashon that held, that was the lashon of Rabbe. The shaila is, if a behema can become a yad for an eva, a whole behema should become a yad for an eva, the Hechshel was done to the behema, does it become a yad for a neighbor? So Machlekes Chameya holds, it does become a yad. Rab Shimon holds, it doesn't become a yad. There was a second lashon, behema zikha can become a yad for a neighbor. The shaila is the aver and the behema one entity or two entities? And that can be the, you could figure this out if oiches bekotten bein godel oile imoy, or oiches begodel bekotten oile imoy. What sort of a chibur do you need to make it one entity? Gameya holds, that was the mahalach of Abai and Rabbi Yochanan. Gameya holds, it's sufficient if oiches begodel v'kotn oile imoy, that's considered one big entity. So if you're machshir a chelik of this entity, automatically the whole entity becomes mukshir. And Rab Shimon says, no, you need a chibur to make it one entity. You need oiches begodel v'kotn oile imoy. That was the second mahalach to explain the machlokes. That was Abaye's mahalach in Rabbi Yochanan's mahalach. Rav said a third mahalach. The machlokes is bechlal. Could everyone agrees that a behemoth could be a yad leheva? The shaila is: there's such a concept of yesh yad lehechsha? Is there such a, there's a din yesh yad latume? Is there a concept of yesh yad lehechsher? That's the machlokes. Ramei holds yesh yad lehechsher. Rab Shimon holds ein la yad lehechsher. Rab Popper said a fourth mahalach. The shaila is, everyone holds yesh yad lehechsher, and the behemah could be a yad for the eva, no problem. The shaila is, if it's shaykh to have a hechsher before it got a teiris oichel, hechsher koidem achshove, Rameya holds that it's shaykh hechsher koidem achshove, and Rab Shimon holds it doesn't hold, it doesn't, there's no hechsher koidem achshove. Rav Acha Berei de Ravike said, we're speaking about as follows. We're speaking about when he shechted the behemah, so some of the dam shchita, he shechted one simen, and the dam of this first simen fell on the eva. So we have here dam shchita that fell on the eva, so the eva should become mukshar. But the shaila is the dam of the first simen considered dam shchita? If you hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoi, so it's called dam shchita. Some emela the eva became muksha. If you hold ainu l'shchita ela l'psoi, and it is speaking about it was niskana chadam before he made the gemar shchita, so it's not called dam shchita. So the eva does not become muksha to the dam of the first simen. So that's the svara of Rab Shimon. Now let us just see the last Hukimta of the Gemara Ravashi, because then we'll appreciate Taisvis and Bav Kufchov Zayin Amid Beis. Rav Ashi Omar, Bishchita Machsheres V'loi Dam Kamiflegi. The Machloikis is another Machloikis. If there's a Machsher of Shchita and Dam is not Machsher. That means, let us just say, Oisenveinik, there is a svore that we had before. Rab Shimon holds that dam shchita is not machshe. Period. Dam shchita is not machshe. But if you shechta beheime, since the shchita is matir, the achilas habeheime, because that's what shchita does, so the shchita serves also as a machshir, because together of hechshir legabitumis are making it roi lachile. So what's the difference by making it roi lachile by cleaning it off, by washing it off, or by making it muta bachile? Rab Shimon holds that shchita is machshir and not dam. Dam is not machshir. So since the halacha is that if you shechta behema, the eiver hamedurdul is osa, could be midarabonon it's osa, but it's osa. The eiver shchita is not matter the eiver hamedurdul. So memele, so what could be machshe the eiver hamedurdul? According to Rameyeh has no problems. Rameyeh holds dam is machshe, so you machshe the behema, so. So it's a yad, it's one entity. So mele, the eiver becomes muksha. But Rav Shimon holds that shchita machsher dam einay machsher. It's not dam shchita is not machsher. So the only thing that concept we have that shchita is machsher. I mean the meiser shchita is machsher. Since the shchita is matiroi vachiloi, so that's machshirin lekabel tumbe. That's called, it made it for an oichel, so mail now can be mekabel tumbe. But in this case, when I shechta beheime, the Gemara says before, al koponim mi derabonon, you're not allowed to eat the eiver hamedudel. The Gemara says there's a mitzvah proish, you're not allowed to eat the eiver hamedudel. So Rav Shimon holds, so how could the Eva become Mukshar? Dam is not Mukshar. And the Shchita is not Matar the Eva. So Memela, so how can it become Mukshar? That was, let us just see Rashi in the middle of the Dibra Masra Ravashi Omar, just to see what Ravashi felt. This is four lines from the top of that Rashi Ravashi. Rameyeh sover dam machshe. Rameyeh holds dam is machshe, v'rei huchshe, so is muchshe. V'rab Shimon letaimei, d'oma v'peirik sheini, shchita machsheres v'loi dam. The shchita is machshe, when you shechta beheime, so not the dam is machshe, the shchita is machshere. The eiver shchita will not be mata bachila. Avagav the mahani lei letoire midei nevela tareve minachai. Loi machshere lei letume. The time of the shchita machsheres, aine mishum de kivin de mashve lei uchle linyin heter achila, mashle nami uchle linyin tume. That is the svara of Ravashi. Rav Shimon l'shitosai. Rav Shimon holds that dam is not marsha. Dam shchita is not marsha. Only shchita is marsha. And the hersha of shchita, since it's materit bachila, it gives it a shame oichel. But the shchita is not mater the eiver. So memele, the shchita is not mater the eiver. So it can't be machsher the eiver. That's why the eiver is not mukshar. This was Rav Ashi's time. So before we see Tosfos, I'd just like to say over the lashon of the Taisus Arosh. The Taisus Arosh says, we hear a whole bunch of other mahalchim. If the, what the svara of Rav Shimon is, Rav Shimon holds that a behemah is not a yad. Rav Shimon holds that the behemah in the yad, the behemah can't be a yad for the eva. Or Rav Shimon holds that a behemah in the eva are not one. So my mele can't be muksha. Frek the Taisus Arosh and Taisus also asked the kasha. All these are svaras. If Dam could be machsher, so the shail is, I was machsher, the behemah. Is this a yad for the eva? Is it not a yad for the eva? But if Dam can't be machsher, only shchita can be machsher. And what that shchita is machsher? When I matter the basar b'achila, that makes it mukshel lekabel tumah. The eva is also b'achila. So it can't be mukshel. So this whole sugya that's saying azasvore, why Reb Shimon holds it's the eva is not mukshar, shame shemayim. Ravashi hit the nail on the head. Ravashi said because Reb Shimon lishitosai. Reb Shimon holds that shchit is mukshar. The whole hechsher is only by being matter the bosser that makes it mukshar lekabel tumah. The eva is also b'achila, so finished. So what's there what to talk about? Five other mahalchim to say pshat and Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon l'shitosi is a portion to mahalach. That since the eva is also, it's not mukshel lekabel tumah. This is a meiridike kasha. So he says, what are all this? So the Taisus Arosh asks this kasha. So what's the whole pilpul in the Gemara? I feel like the heim is nasi yad la'eva, but the eva is also bachila. That's this kasha. So the Taisus Arosh, we'll see the lashon of Taisus is not too clear, but the Taisus Arosh has a moira de giluyis. The Feres Yaakov wants to say it by himself. Perhaps this is also pshat in Taisus. He says, you're 100% true that the Eva is also Bachila. That's 100% true. The Shechita is not matter the Eva. But the Shechita is matter the Behemah. The Behemah is a kosher Behemah. So he says, that's the lumdus of Yodis. He said, just like when you make, if you, I'd make wet the Behemah. I have a big Behemah. And then it wasn't mukshel lekabel tumah and an eva. And I'll put some mashke on the behemah. So that's the din. That is a din hechsher for, but there's a din yodis for hechsher. So now the behemah is a yad for the eva. I made the behemah wet. A little bit I made the behemah wet. So automatically, I'll make it wet with water, which everyone holds that mayim is mashke. I make the behemah a little wet with water, so if it's a yad for the eva is mukshe. You don't have to wet everything, you wet one thing. If this is a yad, the hechsher helps for something else. Zukta Taisus Arosh, so according to Rav Shimon, that shchita is machshel, because it's matter the behemah. I was matter the yad. And because of that, the behemah became mukshel lekabel tumah. So the eva, even though the eva is also bachila, but you don't have to be machshel the whole entity. If you're machshel a chelik of the entity, other als the din yodis, other als the din that it's all one big entity. So the halacha is, if you're machshel a chelik, everything becomes mukshel. So it's also b'achila. But the yad became mukshel achil. It's mutal, it came mukshel lekabel tumah because it's mutal b'achila. So it was machshel the yad. That's all you have to do. So when the Tveres Yaakov says this svara, he says, you know, a lamdan could say a shtikel chelik. He says, all the time, if I'll, let's say I'll make the behemah wet, wet a little of the behemoth. So I mash the behemoth. So the yad becomes muksha. The eva becomes mukshah. He says, you know why? Because Be'etzim by the Eved is also such a concept of becoming wet. And if you, I make wet the Eved, so the Eved would become Mokshu. So then there's a Din Yodis that making wet the Be'etzim helps for the Eved. But he says over here, I shechted the behemoth, but this machshir of matter, it doesn't work. It doesn't work by the Eva. The Eva is awesome. This ha'ore, the Tiferes Yaakov says, Abu Kaponim zokt the Taisus Harosh, that Gufa was the machlokes of all these Amoraim and Ravashi. All these Amoraim held Migu the Mahani Shchita LeBeheime. The Shchita is Matah the Beheime. And since it's Matah the Beheime, it's Machshir the Beheime. So it helps for the Yad also. Even though the Mice in the Yad is also. But the Hechshir of the Yad helps on the whole Behema and the Eva also, and Ravashi didn't hold like this. That was Ravashi at the end of the sugya. Ravashi says, according to you, you're racking your brains, why Rav Shimon holds that the Eva is in Moksha. Rav Shimon l'shitosai. He yells, Damene Marsher, Shchita Marsher, and the Shchita is not Mata, the Eva. That was the end of the sugya. That was Ravashi. Ravashi did not hold this Migo, the behemoth became Mukshar, the Eva became Mukshar. That's how the Tosfos HaRosh says Pshat in the Sugya. But this Kasha, Tosfos also had. And let us see Tosfos. Now learn the Tosfos the way the Rashba says Pshat in Tosfos. Umar Sova ein behemoth nasis yad la'eva. So Tosfos had a kasha. You have to say a shtik teire that the Rav Shimon holds the Eva does not become a yad for the Eva. The Eva is also b'achilas. So how could the Eva become muksha? Zuk Tosfos. Nire de rabbe motzi sova. Til Rav Shimon shchita machsheres v'loida. Rabbe also holds shchites machsher enata. So now Tosfos has a problem. So Shchita is Machshir. So how could the Eva become Mukshir? The Eva is also Bachila. V'hochi koma. Ein Beheime nasis Yad Le'eva. A Beheime doesn't become a Yad Le'eva. Ho im nasis Yad Le'eva. But if a Beheime would be a Yad Le'eva, Ho yom Mukshir mishchitas Beheime. So then the Eva would become Mukshir mishchitas Beheime. Fragt Tosfos, Ava Pishu Osa Ba'achila Midarabona. Even though it's Osa Ba'achila Midarabona, it's Moksha. So the Rashba learns Pshatan Tosfos Goran Andre Malach. So the Rashba says Pshatan Tosfos is Moyredik Meduyik. That what you're not allowed to eat the Eva after Shchita, this is Midarabona. And let's try to be mamtik what the Rashba is saying. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat it als mitzvahs proish. Proish, that means, hold yourself back. Don't eat it. That means, minateretz mutter. When you shecht abaheimed, the eva amadun, is mutter machila minateret. Midarabonon, namshad is midarabonon, it's osa. Midarabonon is a mitzvahs proish. It's mutter, but you don't eat it. It's not, the eva amadun, you should not eat it. You should not eat an Eva Medudel Acha Shchita. So Memele, so there's a Mirdike Svore to say. But between you and me, was the Shchitas HaBehime Matir the Eva? 100%. It was Matir the Behime Afilami the Rabbonin also. That means it's Mutter, you're allowed to eat it. There's a Din Niyug, there's a Mitzvah Spriche. No, Mitzvah Spriche means, even though it's Mutter, don't eat it. Not that it's Osir. There's a midarabonon, there's a mitzvah to restrain yourself from eating the Eva. But between you and me, the Eva is mutter ba'achila. Mina toire. And midarabonon is also mutter ba'achila. So if it's mutter ba'achila, so it's mukshar. That's what all these amiroim held. the mitzvah preish, fine. The mitzvah preish is don't eat it, fine. But it doesn't mean that the eiver is also b'achila. The dinim the gabre, don't eat it. So I won't eat it, but the eiver is muta b'achila. So if it's muta b'achila through the shchita, so it's mukshel lekabel tume. That could be pshat in Tosfos. The shuasa b'achila midarabonon, that means the rabbonon said, you're not allowed to eat it. V'chein sovri kulu ameiroi. The Mefarshi Masnissen. All the Amiroim learned that this is Pshat, that they knew Rav Shimon Lushito say that Shchita is Machshir, and they had no problems with this, because since it's only Yosem Midarabono, and Minatoire, the Bosa became Mutai, the Shchita became Mukshel Kabotum. Yeah. Levar Miravach. There's one yid that held, did not hold this pshat in Rav Shimon. That's Rav Acher. The Omer ben Iskana Chadam bein Simon leSimon kemiflegi. The Gemara said that he learned pshat was Niskana Chadam bein Simon leSimon. The Lididei dam machsher leRav Shimon. That according to him dam is machsher according to Rav Shimon. So in Meile, it's Zorich Loima, the Rav Ache, so Rav Leishmiele bereiset HaSheichet. Rav Ache was unaware of the bereiset HaSheichet. The Shemine Minei, the Rav Shimon Shchita Machsher, v'loi Dam. There's enough in the bereiset that Dam is not Machsher, only Shchita is Machsher. This Rav Ache said, the Machloike says, Dam spritzt an der Eber, the Shailus, is it Dam Shchite, is it Dam Make, Shema Shemaim, Rav Shimon knows Dam is in Machshir. Rav Ache did not know this Bereis. So he learned, everyone agrees that Dam is Machshir, the Shailus is it Dam Shchite, Dam Make. Avo Shara Meroi Doche, Avi Yodei Lo Shapa. The Rapapa Nami Meforish all the Puktai Besomuch. Rapapa also says, Pshat in the Machloikis. Ubeperik HaShoich Adam Rapapa Lord the Marais HaKamoy the Mechadis Odam Alma Yodalei. Rapapa also knew that Rav Shimon holds Dam Einei Machshe only Shchit is Machshe. So Taisa says we can go learn the whole Sugya and we can know that Eva is also Bachila, and it's still, the Shchita is Machsherit, because Minat Torah, it's Muta Bachila, and we wanted to be Moisev. Could be, if it'll be the Rabbonon, it's Muta Bachila, there's only a mitzvah on the Gavre. But the Boso became Muta Bachila, so if it's Muta Bachila, it's Mukshel Lekabotum. That Tosfos, but did not finish the problem. So what does Ravashi hold? Ravashi said, not like this. Ravashi said, oh, Rav Shimon Lushito say, since Rav Shimon holds that Shchit is Machshir, and the Yever is also Bachile, so the Shchit can't be Machshir. What happened? What is the Machlokes between Ravashi and all the other Amiroim? So the Rashba, Tosfos doesn't say it by us, but the Rashba tells us a more dike zach. The Rashba says, that's 100% true, that Rav Shimon holds Shchita Machshir. He says, this Hechshir is only a Hechshir de Rabbonu. It's not a Hechshir min HaTorah. I mean, this whole thing, in a Torah you need the Zayin Mashke. Midarabonon Rav Shimon holds Shchita Machshir. Shchita, since a Matrit Bachila, Shchita Machshir. But it's only a Hechshir Midarabonon. So Shalos is a Mekabal Tumah Midarabonon. So he says, in Midarabonon it's also Bachila. So the Issa Achila Midarabonon cancels out the Hechshir Midarabonon. That means, it seems to say like this, if you say Shchita is Machshir min HaTorah, fine. So the Shchita made it Muta Bachila min HaTorah, so it's called its Mukhsha, even though Midarabonon it's also Bachila, but the Shchita made it Muta Bachila min HaTorah, so it becomes Mukhsha. But the whole concept of Shchita Machshirs only at the Rabbonon the Kehechshe to begin with. And me the Rabbonon, it's also Bachila, it's not Muta Bachila. So the Issa the Rabbonon cancels out the Machshir of Shchita. That is what the Rashba says, that's the Machlokes, Rav Ashi and all the other Meroim, and could very well be, it could be the Machlokes is, in the Rabbonon Gufe, do I say the Isser the Rabbonon is the Isser on the Chefze, or an Isser on the Gavre? If I say it's an Isser on the Chefze, so then Rav Ashi is very understandable. That the whole din hechshes midarabonan, it's still also bachila. But if you learn it's only a din on the gavre, a mitzvah's proish, so it could be the way we mentioned before, a fila midarabonan, it's mutter. So the shchita is machshir. There's only a din on the gavre not to eat it. The Gemara we have here, Rabbi Yochanan asked Astira in Rav Meir. Here, Rav Meir holds that Nishchita Behema Hukshiru B'Domeho. So, Rav Yechinen learned Pshat, it's speaking about Oiches B'Godel V'Kotten Oila Imoy, so that's called one unit. So that's why the Hechsher and the Behema helps for the Eva. Rav Shimon holds you need Oiches B'Kotten V'Godel Oila Imoy, but Rav Meir holds All you need is oiched, is begodol v'kotn oileimoy. And the Gemara has takasha, there's a Rameya mesechtes tfuyoyim, that says, im oiched v'kotn v'godol oileimoy, then it's called one. So we have a stire in Rameya. That was the Gemara's kasha, and then Rabbi Yechon, because of this kasha, said mechlefes hashite. Fine. Rameya oima im oiches bekotten vegodol oile imoi. Hoche garsinem besforim beperish rabbeinu tam. That means that in Mesechtes Tvuyoyim it says that Rameya says im oiches bekotten vegodol oile imoi, then it's considered one. And if not, it's not considered one. So we have a stira Rameya v'amishne and Rameya the Mishnah in Tvuyoyim. Ochi garsinem besform bepeirish Rabbeinu Tam. Zuk toisves ube meseches Tvuyoyim. But if you look at meseches Tvuyoyim, ene kein, it doesn't say such a thing. The garsinon in meseches Tvuyoyim, it says, Rameya oimer, im oiches begodu, vekotten oile imoi, harei hu kamoyu. In Mesechtes Tvuyoyim, it says, Mamish what Rameya said by us. Im oiches begodol vekotn oilim areyu kamoyu. Rabbi Yehuda im oiches begodol vekotn oilim areyu kamoyu. Olahach girse, so taise se, so then it's pillei ploim. So Agamore is very schwer. Lachgirse teime mai porich hoche derameya adarameya. So, it's a shrek. It's a shrek that verkehrt. The way it says in Namishnayis, it says that rameya holds in it oiches bekotten, vegodol oileimoi. Oiches begodol vekotten oileimoi is sufficient. So that's mamish like rameya here. V'loi mistave leforish de Rabbi Yochanan de Omar v'oiches bekotten v'en godol oile im alib de Rameyo lav davke ele gam kotten en oile im a godol v'loi mashmochi. That they says to say that what Rabbi Yochanan says oiches bekotten v'en godol oile im who had in oiches begodol v'en kotten oile im And Rameya holds Oiches Begodol is sufficient. Rameya holds that Oiches Begodol is sufficient. Lemis Tavu Fosh, Rabbi Yechon Dama Begodol Oiches 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 Begodol Elagam akotn einoy lemagodol. That will say that verkehrt. If is oiches begodol. If a geiris that im oiches begodol ve ein kotn oile imoy, then it is no good. Then it is no good. Oiches begodol ve ein kotn oile imoy. That's pshat. So mer de gemara asks in tvul yomi said oiches begodol ve kotn oile imoy. Not mistab to make such a grace. The Gemara, not a grace. The Gemara means to be koilo. He says, "Oiches bekotn vein godol elima." Who adin oiches begodol vein kotn elima? It's also good. Not mistab to make to say such a pshat. Ain't it b'mash meklal? Let us go further. Boy Rabbi. Beheime bechayel mau sheteyosa yad leever teiku. A miridike shayla. The Gemara clears a shayla that you have a beheime, a live beheime, and there's an eiver medudu attached to the beheime. Now, the live beheime is ichanam a kabul tumme. It's a live beheime. The Eivar HaMedoldo is Mekabal Tumah. I was speaking about it was Machshib Olav Lachila. It's Mukshal Mekabal Tumah. Fine. So he has a behemoth that's a live behemoth that's not Mekabal Tumah. And he has an Eivar HaMedoldo that is Mekabal Tumah. And he took a dead sheretz and he touched the live behemoth. Klert, Rabbi Ashayle, will this live behemoth become a yad to be metame the eva? That was Rabbi's shaila, and Rabbi remains with a teiku. A very interesting shaila. I take a dead sheretz, I touch a live behime, does the eva medulda become tummy? Fine. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi boy Rabbi. Rabbi ukim pluktai leel. Bebeheime nasis yad leiva. That our Rabbi learned, that was the machloikis between Rameya and Rab Shimon. Rameya holds beheime nasis yad leiva. And Rab Shimon says that ain eiva. Rab Shimon says not, but we're going right to Rameya. The beheime nasis yad leiva. Boy Rabbi le Rameya. The Omar Behime Nasis Yad Laiva Bishchite Leinyan Hechsher, that Rameya holds that Behime Nasis Yad Laiva Bishchite Leinyan Hechsher, that he holds it is a Yad. Bechayeho, what is if the Behime is still alive? Maushe Teyose Yad Lahachnis Lahoitzi Tume Heiche Du Huchshar Bemayim Laacher Du Dulay. Will the behemoth be machnis tume, or moitzi tume from the eiver, la'achadil dule? Domrinim b'masnisen, the mekablim tuma b'mkoima. The Mishnah says that now the eiver hamadudul, after hechshon, after machshon, it's mekabel tume. So what'll be the din? Vimnoga tume bebehema. What happened if a dead sheretz touched a live behemim? Mahu sheteyose yad lavi tume laiva. Will the live behemim be a yad lahovi tume laiva? Mi amrina. Even the balei chayim loy mekabli tume. A bal chay is not mekabli tume. Yad nami loy habi. So it can be a yad to be machnis tume to the eva. Oy dilme nehei de ihi gufa tohoiro. Taki the behem is toyer. Yad la eva mi yahave. But the behem is a yad la eva. Ki heicha dem rini gabi etzem. The boss of oi chololo. Just like you'll have a etzem. You'll have a bone. A bone is not a machel. V'oichel olam, etzem debosa, v'oichel olam, this oichel on top of the, it's attached to the bone. Shu yad lebosa, so the etzem is a yad to be metame the bosa. להכניס אלוהי ציטומה, אף על פי שאין עצם בלוי בוסה מקבל תומה, even though an עצם alone is not מקבל תומה, but if you have an עצם and this bosa attached to the עצם, so we say in a dead sheretz will touch the עצם, so the bosa becomes tumme. How does it become tumme? The etzem is not mekabel tumme. So is it a din of yadais? It is a din, as we mentioned, it's a vehicle. That a yad is a vehicle to bring tumme from the sheretz to the bosa. So memela, I have a live animal, and I take a dead sheretz and I touch the live animal, so the live animal will also be a vehicle to bring tumme to the eva hamedudu. Yes or no? We have to know that study Ashayla, but Al Kaponim, that Arashi said that was Rabbah's Ashayla. Now we have here a Moiridike Yesoidistike Taisvis. Let us see Taisvis. Beheime Bechayel Mao Shetasu Yad Leiva. Taime. So Taisvis says, Maimi Boile, what's the Shayla? Eimishum de Beheime Bechayel La Baski Bule Tumi. A behemah is not mekabel tumah. A live behemah is not mekabel tumah. So since it's not mekabel tumah, that's why it can be a vehicle to transfer tumah from the sheretz to the oichel, because the behemah is not mekabel tumah. Like Toisves, kol yadei shebailam nami le mekabli tumah. Every yad is in the kav. That's the chiddush of yadis. Shema shemaim. And that's how Rashi said, I have a bone. A bone is not mekabel tumah. It's not an oichel. And I have a piece of meat attached to the bone. And I take a dead sheretz and I touch the bone, the piece of meat becomes tumah. How did the piece of meat become tumah? The bone is toil. So there's a concept of yadis that a yad could be a vehicle to bring tume from the sheretz to the boso. So if I touch a live animal, and there's an eber, a medudel that's attached to the live animal, so the behemoth should be a vehicle to transfer, to bring tume from the sheretz to the eber, a medudel. What's the shail of the Gemara? And here Tosfos says, and when we started learning Goel Vareit, we mentioned this Chakira, and we mentioned this Tosfos that teaches up clearly, HaKol Yodei Sheboilam Nami Loi Mekablei Tume, Elo Shemachnisa Is Moitzius Tume. It's not Mekabel Tume, it's Machnis in Moitzi. It's a vehicle that brings Tume and takes out Tume. It's not Mekabel Tume. So what's the chilek if it's not mekabel tume because it's not an oichel, it's not mekabel tume because it's a bal chai, but that's a din of yodis. So what's the shaila? V'yesh loyma d'loy domi l'shar yodis. D'may d'loy mekabli tume all yodis. Let's speak about your bone. We spoke about a bone. So a bone is not mekabel tume. Why? Because it's not an oichel. Mishum sheina oichel. So memele, that would, it's not an oichel, so it's not mekabel tume. Avol balei chayim ki nami havi oichel. A bal chay, afilu, it is an oichel. Ki goin ben pekua, ikulaman de yoma, peg beima mekashe, deloi mekabel tume. So what is pshat and Tosfos teretz? So the Briska Rav in Zvochim and the Stipler and Taharis and Simon and Beis want to say, Amoyridike Pshat and Tosfos Teretz. There's a Tnai in Kabbalah's Tumah, you have to be a Neuchel. A Neuchel is Mekabal Tumah. A bone is not a Neuchel, is not Mekabal Tumah. Right? So there's a Din that even though a bone is not Mekabal Tumah, but it can be a vehicle to be Machnes or Moitzi Tumah. Taisus brings a Gemara, a ben pkue is an oichel. It's geschachten, it's an oichel. In the Zamandium, a ben pkue is not mekabotum. In fact, Taisus, why isn't it mekabotum? It's an oichel. Why isn't it mekabotum? Here you have all the components of Kabbalah's Tumah. It's an Eichel. Why isn't it a Kabbalah Tumah? So you know the Teretz is because it's a Baal Chai. So what's that? It's a Baal Chai. So it seems a Baal Chai expels Tumah. Not a Baal Chai. A Baal Chai, that means the components of Kabbalah's Tumah is it's an Eichel. So why isn't it a Kabbalah Tumah? Chius makes that Tumah can't enter it. That's the din of a Baal Chai. A Baal Chai, Oichel means it doesn't have the conditions to be Mekabel Tumah. So we say, okay, it doesn't have the conditions to be Mekabel Tumah, but it can be a vehicle to bring Tumah, to be Machnes HaMaitzi Tumah. A Baal Chai has the conditions to be Mekabel Tumah. It's an Oichel. V'af Alpikin, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So Al-Kochel, there's a concept that Chiyus is Mafkiya Tumah. That means a Baal Chai, it expels the Tumah. If Chiyus expels Tumah, so it could be that's a Sforan Ayadoi also. That means in order that the Tumah should pass through, you have to have some sort of Savlonis that we let it pass through. If Chiyus is Mafkiya Tumah, so Mamela could be it's Mafkiya Philil Gabi Yodis also. So that was the Shaila of the Gemara. So Mamela, that was Rabbi Shaila, and Rabbi remained with Ataiku. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Omar Rabbaya, Arei Omru, Kishois Shanoto Ba'otzitz, Vihigdilo, Viyotso Chutz La'otzitz Tohira. Now let us explain Oisebeinik, what the Tanakama holds. If you plant something in a otzit she'ein enokol, so the halacha is that that's called tolush. That means even it's growing from earth, it's irrelevant. That's called adobo tolush. So if I planted something in an otzit she'ein enokol, and I'll take it and I'll pour some water on it and take a sheretz, it's mekabel tumah. Because it's an oichel, that's mekabel tumah. It's growing, it's not growing from the ground. It's not a chain and knocker is a din of tolush. If it was tomei and I planted it in not a chain and knocker, it's still tomei. Because there's no din of mechuba. Now, what is the din? I planted something in a not a chain and knocker, and then a branch of these kishois hops went out over the flower pot and it's over the ground. That means I have a branch going over the flower pot, and now this branch is over karke. Now this branch is yainik from the karke. Kozman, it's in the flower pot. I have a hefsik between the plant and the karke. It's a otzachaini nokiv. So finish. So there's no yainik. It's not mechubel karke, gonish megonish. The minute I have an onof, a branch that's going over the flower pot, means over karke, so that branch is over karke, is yoinik from the karke. Now we have a machlekes tanoim, so you have one plant that a chelik of it is yoinik from the karke, a chelik of it is not yoinik from the karke. So what's the din of this, of the gabi, the plant, bekololusai? Omar Abai, reyomru kishois shenoto ba'otzit. Kishay shenata botzitz, vihigdila viyotza chutzla otzitz, tahayra. So the Tanakhama says, the yinike, from that what was yotza chutzla otzitz, that makes that the whole plant is mechuba lekarke. So now, that what was inside the flower pot, if it was tummy before, becomes now toil. Now it comes out that the whole plant is toil. Because of the yinike of that chelik that's mechuba lekalka that's outside of the otzitz. That's the svar of the Tanakhama. Omar Rab Shimon said, I don't agree with you completely to make a clean sweep. Vechi mativo letayer. Why are you being metayer everything? Ela tomei betumosoi betoyer betorosoi. Rab Shimon said that no, there's different areas. the area that's over the karka, that went over the flower pot, that area is yainik from the karka. That area, I feel it was told me before, becomes toya, because now it became a chubula karka. The area that's in the flower pot is toya. It's tummy. The area that's in the flower pot is tummy, because that's talush. That is not mechula. Boy, Abaye, so Abaye asked a similar shaila. The chelek, according to Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds, that the chelek betoicha otzitz, Rab Shimon holds the chelek betoicha otzitz, is tamei. So what'll be the din if he took a dead sheretz? What's the din if he become toich? So everything is that means everything is yoinik from that knife, and that knife is mechuber. So we consider like they're all mechuber. That's the svar of the Tanakhama. And Rab Shimon says, Atomei betumosei, mashe besoi chotzitz mekabotum, lafishu kitolosh, vahatoyer anoiv sheyotze luchutz, viyoinekes mireyach oretz terchavir kimechubar toiro. So now the Gemor class a shayla, lirab shimin mahu sheyas anoiv hatoyer, yad lekishes lahovi es hatume, yulhovi lo tume, will the knife be maybe tume to the kishayis? Zok Taisves. Kishayis shenota ba'otzitz vihigdilo v'yotza chutz la'otzitz tahira. So the Tanakhama holds that all the kishes are filled with the chelik in the otzitz is toya. So we see a yenike from a knife is mahapach kilu, the whole thing has this yenike. Faktoisvis v'afal gav d'ome perik ha-meviket. Ilon ba'oretz, I have an ilon in Eretz Yisrael. The knife I noite bechutz loretz, and the knife is noite bechutz loretz. Basar ikroi ozlini, you go basar the ikra. Now there it says, if you have a yenike from a knife, you have an yenike from an ikra, so the ikra, you go basar the ikra. And agemara it says, that if you have a yenike from a knife, and the ikra is yainik from a notzot sheini noko, so everything becomes mechuba. So Taisvi says, there's a chilek. Hosam merubi yinikosei b'mokim he'ika. There it has a big yinikim, b'mokim he'ika. So memele, so I go basa the ika yinike, which is ba'oretz. Aval ika ba'otetz, but if the Iker is in a Notzi Shein in Okav, Ein Yenikas HaShosh in Merubah, there's not too much of a Yenikah there. But Ein HaNoifos Yoinkas Min Otzitz, it's not that the Noifos HaYoinkas Min Otzitz. So there is a Svori, you say, Punkt Faker, that it's Yoinik from, that Faker to Otzitz is Yoinik from the Noif. Ela HaTomei B'Tumosei V'Toyer B'Tarosei. That's Rab Shimon. V'afal gav d'botzitz nokev omrinim b'matzniyem. The Rab Shimon havi kimechuba le'inyen hechshir zroim. Hanotzitz nokev is mechuba le'inyen hechshir zroim is tom huadin le'inyen tume. It makes it mechuba. Hosom ha'idei ha'nekev avi mechuba. That is Sforas Rab Shimon. Fine. Let us start the next Gemara. Oma Rabbi Yirmiye, הרי אמרו המשתחווה לחצי דלס אוסחו. A person bowed down, you made it avoided zore, לחצי דלס, half of a דלס, half of a squash, half of a pumpkin. He bowed down to it. So this is his getchke. He made it also by no, it's an avoided zore. Fine. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiye, Mao Shetiyosa Yad Lechavota, will it become a Yad Lechavota? Take. Weiter Adin in Yodis. Now Rashi has two Mahalchim in this Gemara. So let us see Rashi. Zutrashi Yamishtachve Lachatzi Delas Osrobano. Mishum Avoidezore. That means, so if you bow down to a Chatzi Delas, that's Osrobano. Ula Rab Shimin, Isura Yeino, Ein Metamim Tumes Oichlen, the Nafgalei Lekamon, Mikol Ha'oichel Asher Yeyochel, the Be'inen Shata Yochel Lachiloi Lacherem. Rab Shimin says that that what you need on the Oichel to be Mekabel Tumet, it's not sufficient if it's edible. It has to be also Muta Bahano. An Oichel that's Muta Bahano, an oichel that's muta ba no, that shinkes Rab Shimon, an oichel that's muta ba no is mekabel tume. Oichel asher yei ochel that can be given to others to eat. If it's also ba no, Rab Shimon holds that it's not mekabel tume. It's not oichel asher yei ochel. Now, v'ho hadalas isure yanohi, now, when he bowed down to this half of the delas, so it's also bano. Avodah Zarah is also bano. So now v'suloi metame tumes oichlam. Now it can't be metame tumes oichlam anymore because it's also bano. So I have here two chalokim of adalas. The right chalik he fell down to. So now it's also bano. Now I take a sheretz and I touch this dead sheretz on the right chalik of the dalas, which is also bano. Will, and it can't be mekabel tumet, not oichel sheyochel, is this capable of being a yad to transfer tumet to the other half of the delas? That means there's a svara, that means the Gemara is calling what the reason why it can't be mekabel tumet. If it can't be mekabel tumet because it's not an oichel, fine. So that's the din of yodais. That even though the yad is not an oichel, it can transfer tume from the sheretz to the oichel. But here there's a new chesorin, oichel asher yeyochel. So maybe this chesorin, not only does it work that it's not mekabel tume, it can't even be used as a yad. Or maybe not. That's the shayla. V'ho adalas yisurei anoi v'sulei metame tumes oichle. Why do you need to declare a shayla if a sheret should be metame, the other chelik of the delas? Avodah Zarah is metame. Why do you have to talk about if it's a vehicle to bring the tumor from the sheret to the other chelik? This half that is Avodah Zarah is metame like a sheret or like a nidah, Rashi will bring down. So what's the shayla? So forget about the sheret. It's so the other chelik will be mekabel tumah from this chelik. What's the shayla? That's Rashi's kash. Unehei zok Rashi de tumah yoytzilam igufa. Tumah yoytzilam igufa davay dezore metame kesheret. But why do you have to clash out if it could be a vehicle to transfer to me? Avodah Zarah alone is a sheretz. Shenamar shaketz shaktzeno. There's a din of a sheretz. L'Rabbi Kiva metame kenide. It's another tuma like a nide. Shenamar tizreim kamaidova. So Rashi says, please, help me you had to me the rabbonani. Kedemrine beperik Rabbi Akiva. This is not the Rabbonan diketume. Fine. Ukras machte baalmei. We're clearing at the Reise Dike then. At the Reise Dike, we want to clear if the other half of the Dalas is Mekabel Tumme Min HaTeire. So here you need a Sheret. The Sheret didn't touch the other half. The Sheret touched the first half, and the first half is an Eichel Sheat Yochel Eich. Lahachilo. That's one pshat in the Gemara Shaila. Mao Shetase Yad L'Chavoto. That's the shal. I mean, Tami the Rabbanan, Sichem Tami the Rabbanan, from the Avodah Zarah, Lekabotumim Min HaSheres, Kedei Lohavia Lechavoto, that this Chelek should bring it to the Chavoto, Liyais Chavoto Rishayna, that the Chavoto could become a Rishin Letume, Kiilu Noga Atzma Betume. I mean, is there a Din Yodis? Is this Chelik of the Dalas that is also Bano, it is not an Eichel Sheye Yochel, is this capable of being a Tziner to bring the Tumah from the Sheretz to the second Chelik of the Dalas? Shniya Letumah Pshita Lon Dalayhavi. That Tziche, it's not a Sheni Letumah. The loyhave he chavoto. Shereizu loykiblo tumma laatzmo. That means, if the chavoto would have become a rishin, so then can come a sheni. The chavoto zicha didn't become a rishin in a teire, because the chavoto can be mekabel tumma from the sheretz. So that's poshet. The shaila is, does this become a rishin? That's one mahalach in the Gemara, and the Gemara is crying about a tumah d'araisa. If the sheretz that touched the chelik that's also bano, if that could make the second chelik a rishon l'tumah. Lishna achine, Narashi says a second pshat in the Gemara. Linyan tumis avoid the zorah kamei boile. We're not talking about a sheretz. We're talking about the first half is avoid the zorah. The zu shenasis avoyde zor arei ki sheretz. It's a sheretz. So I have my sheretz here already. The chetzia sheini, so what's the shayla? So that chayla yeh. The chetzia sheini mihava lo yad. Does the chetzia sheini become a yad? Vanegeya bo kenegeya bavoyde zor. So if something touches the chetzia sheini, that something will become tummy. Let's say it wasn't mukshel lekabel tumah. Dein aler teiras oichel lekabel tumah mechavoto. Inami hukshera, afilu say this hukshera, avelo hi rishain, so the second half is a rishain, negebo habisheini. Als the negei in the second one, the shaila is it considered it was negei in the first chayla? And what is the shaila? So Rashi says the shaila is klum nasa ha'oichel yad la'oichel acha eloi. So Rashi says that the gemara klada shaila can an oichel be a yad to an oichel. That means the R conception of Yad was only when we had an Ukit, so we had something else which they weren't Oichel. So there there's a din that not an Oichel can bring Tumah, it can transfer Tumah. But here the Shaila is, both of them are Oichlim, can an Oichel be a Yad for an Oichel? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. And that was a real Mir Shaila, and he remained with a Taikul.